Simenchen Chav Ches, Siv Hey. Machaber says that if someone gets injured in the Makkah, that's not Shachalal, it's not internal in the body. So then we ask a Baki, like an expert doctor, and we ask the Chayla, the injured or the sick person himself, and we ask them if they feel there's need to Machal Shabbos or there's a Sakana. Or not Machal Shabbos until one of them says that they need Chalal Shabbos or there's a Sakana. Or even if one of them says there's a Suffolk Sakana, it's Nefashis. The Machaber says that one of them, either the Chayla or the expert, has to say that it needs Chalal Shabbos. Or that by one of them, either the chayla or the expert, becomes sekanas nefashos, which seems redundant. So the Rambam signed the Simtaf Reish Ches, which is Hilchos Gipurim, and the Mishnah explains that Simtaf Reish Ches, Hilchos Gipurim, Tavur, to be allowed Yom Kippur, even a suffix sekanas nefashos is enough reason to Yom Kippur. And the Rambam explained the Machaber also that but one of them has become sekanas nefashos means if either by the doctor or by the sick person becomes in a suffix of sekanah that might come to sekanah from not being Machal Shabbos. Now that's enough reason to Machal Shabbos. Sevav, someone's a makal, gavayad means like the back of the hand, or gavarego also means like the top of the foot, or someone swallowed an aluka, whatever it is, or someone got bitten by a wild dog, or by one of the creatures, like a snake type of a thing that sometimes kill people, or it could be lethal when they bite somebody. Even the suffix, if this creature, if one that bites you, that's going to kill or not going to kill, it's considered mak shecholim, machal shabbos. Even the suffix, kuf nefesh, like we just said, is enough reason to machal shabbos. In Siv Zayin, the Machaber says that Machal Shabbos for any makkah that comes from barzel, from being injured by metal, which the Rambam explains, even if it's not shacholo, and even if it's not al gaviyad v'rego, even if it's very external, still, if it's an injury that came about through barzel, through metal, then it's a chashash shakono, and Machal Shabbos for it. In the Be'er Locha, he brings from the Tefur Shor, who's Mesubik, we're talking about just if somebody got hit hard by metal, even if someone got like a cut, but it was metal that made the cut, still it's a shakono. It's hard to know exactly what the sakana was that they're dealing with. They're concerned about dafka with metal, the chitach benachas, it was a gentle cut. Nowadays, we know that somebody gets cut with metal, there are various things to worry about. That's why people get tetanus shots. So you have to know how Chazal understood at that time. But it seems clear if the makkah was from barzel, from metal, there was more of a sakana. The question is, if it has to be he was hit hard by it, or even if it was just they got cut, but whatever they got cut by was metal. Also, the Machaber says, the Machal Shabbos, someone got shechen by the Piyat Abbas, the place a person goes to the bathroom in the back. Also, Simta, another illness they had back in those days. Or someone has Kadachas Kambiyeser, that means very high fever. Mr. Burr says it means like typhus or something like that, which came with very high fever, it's also Sakana. Or if somebody got fever that came with Seymour, what does Seymour mean? Mr. Burr says, Losh to Samar, Cyrus, sorry, like hair standing on edge, hair standing on end, that the cold and hot come at the same time. As opposed to regular fever, that person gets cold and then they get hot, that's not called a chalash yesh b'sakana. It's a chalash yesh b'sakana, and you can have a goyim b'chal Shabbos, mir al-akam with mutter for a chalash yesh b'sakana, but it's nafal mishkov, or nechash kol gof, and fever has that. But this is a higher level here, it's called chalash yesh b'sakana, and that's when, as such, the coldness and hotness comes at the same time. Exactly what the nature of this illness was, how it plays out nowadays, you have to know, today we'll go to today's definitions of what sakana, what's a sabbath sakana. Because we don't understand exactly what they meant, and things could have changed at times of Chazal or times of Shulchan Aruch. Sefdal, the Machaber says, someone's ox saidon, he has too much blood, he used to do bloodletting, they thought someone had too much blood, or something was healthy about his blood, they had bloodletting, and a person who needs to have his blood let, needs hakaza, then you're allowed to do it. Even Machaber says in Sefchas, even if it's the first day that he feels this need, even if he's still walking around, it looks like he's regular, if he senses he's a chaz adam, then he could do hakaz adam, he could do bloodletting, and Shulchan says, even Yid could do it, because it's mamish sakana. As opposed to if it's only a small level of chazal adam, and it's obvious that just a michlus, just like you're not feeling so well, it's not a sakana, it's obvious not a sakana, then you wouldn't do a chazal adam. So, but see, so a chazal adam, times have changed since times of chazal, and you have to know exactly what the metzias was. Today we'll work with today's metzias and today's definitions to determine which types of things are sakana and which things are not.